Let your posture be steady and comfortable. Feel the contact of your sits bones with the floor or the seat. Be aware of being grounded, connected to the earth as if there were a line of energy, a kind of laser beam of energy running from each of your sits bones and your coccyx, being drawn down into the earth as you inhale. And then as you exhale, feel these lines of energy moving a little deeper towards the center of the earth. Your chest and torso rise, open. Your head is balanced as if held by a string from the ceiling. Your chin is slightly tucked. You take just a moment to let your attention run through the body, noticing any tension, noticing any tightness, and just gently breathing into it and allowing it to release if it wants to release. And have the thought, have the awareness, everything is as it is. I'm here. I'm awake, I'm aware. Everything is just as it is. The breath flows easily and naturally. You're not making any attempt to change the breath, deepen it. You're present with the breath, with your body. You're aware of the body. Perhaps the muscular sensations as you're held in position. Perhaps you can even be aware of the pulse, the heartbeat. Your attention flows with the breath as it moves in and out. And perhaps you sense the breath flowing in and out through the tips of the nostrils, centering your attention there. Letting your mind focus just a little bit, relax with the sensation of breath. At the same time, you're also tangentially aware of perhaps the sounds around you, the sound of my voice, of inner sensations. Perhaps your attention flows from the sounds to a bodily feeling, to a thought. You're aware of thoughts arising and subsiding. And perhaps you can also begin to have a sense of this subtle openness or presence, this knowing quality that is able to notice the breath, be aware of thoughts, tune into sensations, take in my voice. let yourself just from moment to moment tune your attention towards that awareness, that presence, that knowingness. Perhaps we call it the witness or just awareness. And little by little, you introduce into your mind, into your awareness, this question, who am I? What am I really? Just introduce the question and see if you can use the question as a pointer. Let the question point you to a suchness, a somethingness, a beingness that's not defined by your name or your occupation or your mood or anything you believe about yourself. Let this question, who am I? What am I really? Tune you to that isness, that beingness that is deeper than what you think about yourself, what you believe about yourself, what you remember. What am I really? If I don't have ideas about who I am, without names, without memory, without conditions, what am I? What is the me that's beyond even the ego's attachment to body, mind? Who am I? What am I? Let me ask you, who are you? Without thoughts, without ideas, without memories, who are you? Are you? Letting your attention turn in with the question, knowing that any words that arise are not it. Who are you? Who are you? Who are you? Without thoughts, without ideas, without memories, who are you? Let yourself go into that which arises when you allow your attention to ask the question, who are you? Who are you? Who are you? You're aware of sounds, sensations, thoughts. You sense the presence of that alive intelligence within and behind all this. Who are you? Who are you? Who are you? Who are you? Who are you?